good. I'd like to thank you guys both so much for joining me here on The Connection. We're speaking with Jim Brinkley, Director of Occupational Health and Safety for the International Association of Firefighters, and he is joined by Dr. Stefanos Kales, Assistant Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School. And today we're here to talk about high blood pressure and the Stop Drop Control Program. So let me kick it off to the good doctor, Dr. Kales. Tell me about the Stop Drop Control Program.
Right. Well, this is a program that was developed by the International Association of Firefighters, which Jim represents, in conjunction with Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. And what it does is it mobilizes firefighters with tools to raise awareness of high blood pressure, both within their ranks, but also within the broader community. The program's being launched this month in May because it's High Blood Pressure Awareness Month.
Okay. Now, why is high blood pressure such a serious problem? I mean, I know it sounds like a simple question, but a lot of people out there have heard the term high blood pressure tossed around but don't really know what the implications of it are.
Right. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is very serious because it's linked with a higher risk of heart attacks, heart failure, stroke, kidney failure, and it's just plain out one of the leading risk factors for heart disease, which is the number one killer in the United States, cardiovascular disease.
Now, Jim, the International Association of Firefighters have jumped on board with this campaign. Is there an instance of high blood pressure in the profession, or are you just trying to be health-minded?
Both. We want to reach out to the community and make sure that they're aware of the dangers of high blood pressure, but certainly there's a higher prevalence of hypertension among firefighters. The job we do takes a tremendous toll on our bodies, from the physical strains that we endure every day in our job, the challenges from exposure to high heat, the toxic air we breathe, the heavy equipment that we carry, and let's not forget those calls in the middle of the night where we have to go from a restful sleep to performing at 100% capacity in just a matter of moments. All of those things have been shown to contribute to high blood pressure. And while many people may be aware of the physical stress and strain of being a firefighter, they're probably not aware that 45% of all on-duty deaths for firefighters is caused by a heart-related incident, and blood pressure is a contributing factor.
Do you find it hard? Now, I have a couple of friends with firefighter husbands, and they're real tough guys, and it can be hard to get them to go to the doctor or to almost think of themselves first. They're always worried about taking care of the family. They're worried about the job. They're worried about the calls that they receive. Is it hard to get your guys to kind of go to the doctor and be more health conscious on a personal level?
It is. And one of the reasons is, yes, we do think we're invincible. Most of us tend to be better physically fit than the general population, and we're used to helping others. So we don't necessarily take the time to always help ourselves. But the strange thing about high blood pressure is there's very few warning signs. Usually by the time you have signs and symptoms of high blood pressure, it's too late. It's already done the damage, and you're way beyond where you should be. So one of the reasons we're doing this campaign is to raise that awareness that the signs and symptoms aren't necessarily there. And the number one thing you can do is to get your blood pressure checked and start those preventative measures.
Now, for those preventative measures, let's talk to Dr. Kales. Obviously, there are some steps people can take to kind of keep themselves in line when it comes to maintaining your blood pressure. Let's talk about those.
Absolutely. Well, again, as Jim pointed out, the first thing you can do is regularly check your blood pressure because you won't know it's elevated unless you check it. Now, whether your blood pressure is high or not, lifestyle changes such as diet and exercise are always recommended for people with high blood pressure, and they're going to help out people with normal blood pressure keep their blood pressure normal. If your blood pressure is confirmed as high, that would be 140 or greater on the top number or 90 or greater on the bottom number, then in most cases you probably will require medication and you can work with your physician or healthcare provider to get the right choices and do those in combination with those other healthy choices such as the diet and the exercise.
I see. And for more information on this, obviously we can log on to the website regarding the program, which is stopdropcontrol.com, and that's got what can we find at that website?
You can find a host of information on there, educational material on the lifestyle changes you can make, and then we'll talk specifically about what high blood pressure is so that you know what to look for when you get your blood pressure checked. In addition, you can find out about the screenings that will be hosted in firehouses across the country and at health community health fairs. We will have firefighters on hand and physicians on hand to talk to you about hypertension and the changes you can make to ensure that you have a healthier life.
Great. Well, again, log on to stopdropcontrol.com. Go see the firefighters in your neighborhood. You know I love to go do that. I'd like to thank Jim Brinkley, Director of Occupational Health and Safety from the International Association of Firefighters, and then Dr. Stephanus Kales, Assistant Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School, both of you gentlemen, for joining us here on The Connection today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.